WYSL.
Now, on the WYSL stations, the Joe Robach Show. Real talk for real people. Here's former New York Senator and Greece Regional Chamber of Commerce President Joe Robach talking local issues with a spotlight on business and finance.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. As always, we love your participation, listenership. I got to give a little shout out to Kathy Gamlin, a friend of my mother's, who called up my mother to tell her how much she likes listening to the show. We hope you do, too, because we appreciate every listener, every sponsor, every advertiser. We are going to get into a more important topic for you and your bottom line in a minute with Mark Dorado, the owner-operator of Rock Insurance. And before we do that, we're going to take just a little bit of a departure. Batavia Downs is a big sponsor of ours, and we're going to go to Nick the Railbird.
Nick the Railbird from Batavia Downs, where everything is geared up for the Derby this weekend. Nick, you on the line?
I'm on the line.
All right. Sounds good. What do you got to say about the Derby? I'm sure more than a few things.
Well, yeah, I'll keep it brief, but yeah, it's a very, it's the 150th running of the Derby, and for the uninitiated, it's a very difficult race to actually do some serious handicapping. The distance of the race is a mile and a quarter, which these horses have never attempted before in their young career. There'll be about 150,000 fans with eyes, and for high-strung animals like thoroughbreds, it can really spook them and put them in a whole different frame of mind. And then in this race, there will be approximately, right now, at least 20 horses that are going to run. And typically in a horse race, there's 9 or 10. So there will be a lot of traffic problems. So for those reasons, it lends itself open to some unpredictable outcomes and some large payouts.
People can, obviously, they can watch it at home. It'll be televised. But there's a lot going on at the Downs, too, as well, around this opening of the Triple Crown. The Derby's the first race. Followed by the Preakness and the Belmont. Is there, some extra or special things going on at Batavia Downs?
Yeah, there's a sold-out VIP party that goes on. And you wear your hat, you dress up, and you're just like being there but off-site. And there are two additional parties that still have some room. You get to go there. You get to you sign up. You'll have some free play later for the machines. And if you can't go to Batavia Downs, you can visit an OTB branch or an easy bet that are located throughout the county.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but with the name Nick the Railbird,
yeah, well,
I gotta ask you. Is the handicapper extraordinaire that you are? I know it's a hard one, but what are you feeling?
I'm feeling that the top selection that I have is, unfortunately or fortunately, the favorite, number 17, Fierceness. This horse ran off the charts in his last start. He's 3 for 5. When he wants to run, he has a pattern of good race, bad race. Unfortunately, if you believe that, his bad race is coming, but I differ with that. And he is just a really fast, the fastest horse in the race. But necessarily the fastest horse doesn't win. A knock against him, if you're superstitious, he's coming out of the 17 post. And no horse has ever won the Kentucky Derby. It's the only post that no horse has ever won out of, and they're 0 for 44. But I think he's the best horse, and I believe that he's got every chance to win as long as he gets through some of that early traffic.
Well, I know I love sports, and I know this opening leg, even the Triple Crown, when somebody's in it, I don't think anybody's won it since 2018. I think the last one was a horse called Justify, which was eligible, or which won it all. I know there's been a couple times where people have won two, but and then lost in the Belmont, or won the Kentucky Derby in the Belmont, but not the Preakness. So hopefully this will be the start of an exciting time, and I'm glad to see that Batavia Downs is having some good activity, and I'd be remiss if I didn't always give my props. Henry Wotasek, who's done a great job of really revitalizing the Downs every which way, all kinds of different entertainment. And my good friend Dennis Bassett from Monroe County, who is the chairman of the board out there. And now we've got to add Nick the Railbird.
Nick the Railbird. Hey, Nick, I know that you're a handicapper, not a meteorologist, but what's the weather look like in Louisville this week? I know up here it's going to be wet on Saturday.
It's going to be wet. Yeah, it's going to. There's a rain for Friday, a rain Friday night. Supposed to clear up showers early on Saturday. But if you're looking, if the track becomes muddy or sloppy, which obviously we don't have a crystal ball, the horse egg will stand out a little bit more. That's really not even in my top five selections. Is number three, Mystic Dan. He has a win on a sloppy track at Churchill Downs as a two-year-old. So be aware of Mystic Dan if the track comes up muddy or sloppy.
I don't want to give up too much of myself, but in the early days, and these were sulky horses, you know, they used to call those ones that ran well in wet weather mutters back in the day. So if there's one of those out there and the weather's bad, we better pay attention.
Right.
A little biographical information on the senator here, Nick the Railbird. Thanks for being on the program. We'll look forward to talking to you on the other legs of the Triple Crown as well, Nick.
You got it. Take care, gentlemen.
Thanks, Nick.
Have a great weekend.
All
appreciate
right.
your time. Batavia Downs, by the way, a participating sponsor of the Joe Robach Show and also of WYSL1040.com, the website.
Well, thank you for listening in that short departure. You know, today, as we always do on the program, we try to talk about important topics, why, where we're at and why, how it impacts you, and maybe come up with an idea or two with your calls on what we can do better or different or to make the situation better for everybody involved. And today's going to be no different. We're going to talk to Mark Dorado, who has a very long, successful history in the insurance industry, now the head of the Rochester Group, or as I like to call it, Mark, you know, The Rock.
The Rock, okay.
ROC. But yeah. In all seriousness, insurance is an impactful topic because, you know, certainly not only does every business need to protect themselves from liabilities, but certainly everybody has to have health insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance in today's world. And I know, what would I say, that people want to get good coverage and good representation at a good price. And a lot of people ask questions all the time about what's going on. We're going to dig into all of that in the program and take your calls at 585-346-3000. But before we get into all that, Mark, I just want to, you know, I've had the privilege of knowing you since you were a young lad. But, you know, tell folks a little bit about yourself, why you do what you do, and how you do it.
Well, thanks, Joe. Yeah, I grew up in Greece. You know, you and my father know each other for a long time. I went to St. John's, went to Aquinas. I stayed local for college, MCCRAT. Went to Chicago for a couple of years, came back. And I've always wanted to stay local, raise the family in Rochester, and eventually own my own business, which I did when I opened up my first agency back in 2011. Ever since then, I sold that agency. Now I work on the independent agency side, really specializing in, you know, personal insurance, auto, home insurance, life insurance. My biggest goal is to be the resource for the normal person, the, you know, mom and dad or mom and dad with kids. They can go to whenever they want for advice on something they may not know about, like auto insurance. What do I do here? What do I do there? Or home insurance. Do I make a claim here? Do I make a claim here? Not a lot of people know the answers. Well, I could be there for them if they need it.
Right. I know, too, I don't want to digress, but, you know, what I like about you, too, is you not only have a successful business, you and your wife, but you're also really integrated in the community. Talk a little bit about Gladiators baseball. And you should, you know, I don't say blow your own horn, yeah. but I thought that was a really nice gesture about helping the young people in our community with your uniforms to help out with all the baseball programs in our community.
Well, I grew up playing baseball. My father coached. I have a passion for baseball. My son plays it. My other son plays it. And one of the things we realize is that baseball is sort of the forgotten sport. There's soccer, lacrosse, hockey. Hockey's big, right? Kids don't play baseball anymore because it's very hard and it's very boring. It could be very boring. So we decided to take Greased Gladiators, which is actually a travel organization. We travel Monroe County, and we grew it. And we're trying to bring baseball back to Greece. You know, off-season training, good equipment, good fields, good coaching, because that's what we're missing in Greece. We need to bring the training back to baseball, therefore the kids can get better, and then go play in high school and be successful in high school. We have one of the best high school teams around in Athena. And those kids, a lot of those kids came up through the system. We need to do the same thing for the other schools. And that's what the mission of Gladiators for, is to get these kids ready to play modified JV and varsity baseball in the town of Greece. That's the number one mission of the organization.
Well, I appreciate you being a good corporate sponsor, and I think you're right. You got to start teaching kids at a young age, especially in today's world. You get out what you put in, the level of work and everything. So thank you for making that happen with all of them. We're going to be back after this short break and really get into a lot of the things that impact insurance and what you can do to make sure you're covered in the best way possible. Stick with us.
WYSL stations, join the conversation at 585-346-3000 on the Joe Robach Show.
Many local collision and repair shops have been gobbled up by national chains with their impersonal touch. Flower City Collision remains locally owned and operated. The shop was started by a local veteran who taught his son Zach the basics in customer service and providing customers value. Flower City doesn't work with a specific insurance company. They want to be your advocate. If you need a repair, reach out to Zach at Flower City Collision in Henrietta. He will work with your national insurance company on your local behalf to ensure you get the repair you need done right.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
It's post time.
The Kentucky Derby is Saturday, May 4th. Advanced wagering is available on May 3rd. Be sure to watch, wager, and win at your local OTB or EasyBet or online at BataviaBets.com. Visit WesternOTB.com for a location near you. You can also check out the Derby parties at Batavia Downs Gaming. See their Facebook page for details. That's the Kentucky Derby this Saturday at OTB.
Batavia Downs with more, lots more.
Because we love, we grieve when someone dies. Having a life-honoring funeral service can be a healthy step in your grief journey. Some choose to forego life celebrations, and as with skipping meals, this can leave you feeling hungry. Join the movement to celebrate those you love. The staff at Bartolomeo and Parado Funeral Home is honored to help you design a meaningful funeral service that tells your loved one's story. Celebrate them and help your grief. Call Bartolomeo and Parado Funeral Home at 585-720-6000.
Joe Robach. Real talk for real people on the WYSL stations. The Joe Robach Show is brought to you by Flower City Collision, Batavia Downs Gaming and Racetrack, Claridge Decorating Center, Faber Homes, and Bob Johnson Automotive.
Thanks for sticking with us. We're just talking to Mark Dorado, the principal of the Rochester Group. And I was just thanking him for being such a good corporate citizen, participating and helping with some resources universally. Help young people navigate baseball, not only for fun, but to learn and do good things. And I'd also thank you, too, while I have this opportunity. I know you care about the community. You're a member of the Grease Chamber, yep. And I see you sometimes sponsoring a lot of other things that are meaningful to everybody in Monroe County. So thank you for that. But let's really get right into it. Like, everybody knows, you know, there's auto insurance is needed. And, you know, sometimes I laugh because, you know, I'll see these commercials where you could pay by the week. You know, it seems very fly by night to me. But people do talk about it. And what would be your professional answer to, I guess, a couple things? Why having stable insurance would be good, one that's going to be reliable and pay. And also, you know, people concerns with the escalating cost. Let's just do car first.
Okay, so if you look at the numbers, the cost of insurance has gone up significantly over the last, say, I'd take 2 years, significantly, because of basically two factors. Frequency is up, so which means the number of claims are up right now. And the severity, so the amount of they pay per claims up dramatically. Inflation basically caused this whole thing. Another thing is the amount of theft of the vehicles.
Right.
This Kia theft, Kia and Hyundai theft, is out of control.
Epidemic.
You have companies that won't even write Kias and Hyundais anymore. If you have it, they're going to non-renew you. And until the owners turn over the vehicles to get a Hyundai or Kia that's not going to get stolen, they're still out there. You know, our neighbor is a city cop, had his Kia stolen from his driveway Halloween night. Someone came to the neighborhood, cased the neighborhood, saw the Kia, called his buddies in, and that night it was gone by 9 o'clock in the neighborhood, in my neighborhood. And then nothing you can do about it. It was gone. And then, but there's no deterrent. They're being allowed to do this and do it again and do it again and do it again. There's just no one out there to say, okay, you know what? We're going to stop you because they can just do it.
Yeah. So I want everybody to hear that. So Mark, who's an expert in the field, talked about two things, the cost of the car and inflation. We're going to circle back to that in a minute. But I want you to know, too, and this is where, you know, I'm wearing my chamber hat, but I'm also wearing my former Senate hat. This is where government, I won't even say they could prevent it. I think government encouraged and helped the theft go up, which we all have to pay for. And I want you to hear this. This leftist thinking, pro-criminal activity, no consequences to stealing a car from anybody. We've had people that have taken, you know, multiple vehicles with no consequences, no jail time, no serious cash bail, nothing, like an appearance ticket, almost like jaywalking. And you, I want you to hear it, you are paying the price. Not mm-hmm. just the person whose car gets stolen, but all of us that have car insurance is going up. I remember, this is real life, years ago, I and another gentleman, we purchased a place in Albany when I was down there all the time. And all the group of guys that live with us, everybody out of New York City, wanted to get their car insurance and bought their car in upstate New York because the insurance was so much cheaper than it was in Queens and Brooklyn. This is even going back 20 some years ago. Now it's spread to up here. So when you see these things on TV, if you don't think it's impacting you, your friends, your neighbors, your family, you're very, very mistaken. It is directly related to incidents. And that's not even bringing in, you know, the inconvenience, because I just very upsettingly heard one of my former Democratic colleagues trying to justify and say what a success the catch and release and cashless bail is, even from a money standpoint, not only to businesses, which I care about now in my new job, but even sitting around your kitchen table making your budget, It's impacting you greatly, yet they're still trying to tout this as a success. And I said, it is not working. It is not a success. The only people it's working for is habitual car thieves and criminals. I said, how is it working for the single mother whose car gets stolen in the city of Rochester, who has minimal coverage, doesn't have a rider for a rental car, can't get her kids to daycare, might even lose her job? It's not working for them.
Yeah, we had – so I started in this business a while ago. We had maybe one or two theft claims in the first 10, 15 years of the business. In the last 3 years, it's like once a month. I had a client of mine have her car stolen and her son's car stolen from a hotel in the city while they were at a wedding that night. Mm. Now, understand, they don't steal the cars and sell them. They steal them, they joyride. They beat them up. They end up totaling them. They're total losses. So that car, the insurance company is paying $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, like nothing. Right. It's not like $1,000 damage. It's a huge loss. You take that and you spread it upon 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 or even 5,000 incidents. That's a big amount of money they got to recoup. Well, how do they recoup it? They raise your rates. They raise the rates of everybody in the pool, not just the ones that had the car stolen.
Right.
It impacts – so think about this. It impacts you. It impacts me. Everybody that pays insurance premiums, it impacts. And unfortunately, if you think about it, it started a couple years ago. And, it, you know, hopefully it dies down, but I don't see it dying down until Kia fixes the problem.
Well, it's not just Kia. You know, I'm going to bang this drum for everybody, businesses, private families, people who own cars, even your business, hoping that those savings will get passed along. The Democratic Party, whose elected officials broke this so dramatically, now have almost 4 years of statistics to show it is a horrendous policy decision. And we haven't even got to the human cost, just the financial cost. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is huge. And, you know, it's so mind-boggling why they wouldn't want to fix this for everybody. Because, and I want you to hear it, you got to connect the dots. In our community, while we do have a good bus system, we're not a huge mass transit community. People rely on their vehicle to work, play, transport their kids sometimes to school, health care, everything. And so the idea that everybody can absorb these costs so they can be criminal friendly, and that's what this is, a bogus, bogus attempt. And then to see that this is going on and try and just get people to say it's not that big of a deal. It's a huge deal.
I feel sorry for the seniors that are on fixed income because their rates are going up 20-30% because of, you know, in part because of this, right? They don't have the money. You know, their income is not going up the same amount, but now their premiums go up 20-30%. And I'm serious, 20-30%.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, a couple of years ago with maybe 5-6, this is like 20-30%.
Right.
It's a big amount of money to come up with because of the fact that the losses are up, you know, in part because of the theft. You know, inflation played into it a little bit, plays into it, but it's ridiculous. They're being hurt because someone there is not taking action to stop this or deter this theft.
Right. Well, clearly, it's up for two reasons. Theft, which to me is completely avoidable if they'd make the punishment fit the crime and go back to the old ways. We'd go back to, you know, one or two a year instead of three or four a month. And how great is that for us that in the seat of our heart of our community, so to speak, here in Monroe County, and even in the region, if you're listening outside, really that it's become common knowledge that stealing a car is not a big deal. We need to shut it down right away. If you've got an opinion on how we could change this, an experience, give us a call, 585-346-3000. We're going to be back with Mark Dorado from the Rochester Group after this short break. Stick with us.
And as we bump out, we remember Corning native Dwayne Eddy The great Twanger passed away at 86. We'll be back on the Joe Robach Show.
Joe Robach. Real talk for real people on the WYSL station.
Thanks for sticking with us. We're talking with Mark Dorado, the head of the Rochester Group. And, you know, I'm hoping that people are listening, are getting it, that, yes, there's some things that are unavoidable. There's some things that we absolutely need. But I want to point out in both heads, or both hats that I wear, both as a former elected official and is now somebody who's concerned with the bottom line of business and your costs sitting around the kitchen table for you and your family, that we could be doing things differently that would not be making us have to spend as much money on insurance if we took it seriously. And before I go to the phones, I'm going to quote one of our frequent callers, John the Optimist. Why isn't the media doing some in-depth work on this? Because people are concerned about the cost of insurance, and God knows they are covering the people whose cars get stolen. I just saw a story the other day where they stole a woman's car from a parking lot with her and a child in it. The brazenness of that, we could be eliminating all this if we would rework this cashless bail and not let people steal 3, 4, 5 cars or think nothing's going to happen to them. So if you've got an opinion, give us a call, 346-3000, and we're going to go right to the phones right now. We've got Keith on the line.
The answer to John's question about the media is very simple. 98% of the media is leftist corporate, and they don't care about the American public knowing the answers. If anything, they try and hide the answers from the American people. The media is the political marketing arm of the Democrat Party. That's the answer. We can't count on the media because they have gone lefty. It's even back in the days of Walter Cronkite. He knew, even though he was liberal, he knew how to play it straight. So, well, that's the answer right there. Before I make several comments on insurance and get your opinion, yay or nay, do I have your permission to comment on horse racing?
Sure.
Okay.
You're from Kentucky, right?
I was born there.
See? Hey, pretty good. I remembered that, Keith.
Yeah, southeastern Kentucky. Everyone in the audience, without me sounding like a know-it-all, I have found for myself that the term thoroughbred can be summed up in the four words speed at the end. And someone's going to come back at me and say, duh. Of course, the horse that's running the fastest at the end wins. That's blatantly obvious. Well, it's not always obvious, and I want to sum up by saying the handicapping man was saying that his favorite, by example, has a pattern of good races and bad, and he said that for the Derby, it looks like the horse might be this time around be looking to have a bad race, and so far as every other race, good, bad, etc. But I want to say in closing, even with track conditions, and I myself, without lying to anyone, have tried to come up with actual equations, and I mean that. I really tend to be numbers-oriented. If you know what to look for, speed at the end can be determined, but people are not willing to do that. Batavia Downs, people go for the casino. My final comment, there used to be 17 racetracks in New England. Today there are none. People just don't want to take the time to be a rail bird or a true handicapper. That's why if you go from 17 racetracks down to nothing, in this case in the New England area, people just don't care about it anymore. They don't want to take out pen and pad and really try and determine speed at the end, but it can be done. But a lot of people today go soft and go for those easy casino games. So that's the answer there. On the insurance, and this has to do with the senator and your guest, you are talking in a logical and reasonable manner. This may be for everyone the downside. You are asking why the Democrats don't understand the laws they're putting in place or causing the crime. The answer there is same with the media. They don't care. Carl Hastie, who heads the Democrat majority in the assembly, said flat out that he does not believe incarceration does anything good to improve society. The Democrat Party today is Marxist-oriented. They want the big E word of equity. They want to get back at us, and they want to keep the criminals going. And so when they talk about equity, and logical people like you in the studio ask in a reasonable manner, why don't the Democrats do this and that? They don't care. They don't want things to change. And that's the answer. So my question, and I know the insurance man there probably does not want to go political, but here's the solution in the overall insurance industry. Why don't they rate the states, in this case maybe the red states, better, who want to keep crime down? And you were talking about certain brands like Kia, et cetera, being stolen in the blue states. Why doesn't the insurance industry overall come down hard on the blue states? Because the carrot and stick really is the only way that you change things around. Put a stick to the blue states to get them to be less amenable to the criminal element, and then insurance rates might start to turn themselves around. But in closing, we have to acknowledge that, to be political, the Democrats don't care about the American people. They want equity. They're Marxists now. They do not care. And that includes Biden big time. They do not care about us anymore. And that is why rates are high all the way around. And I would really ask your guests to push your overall industry to come to grips with what's going on now in Marxist America, or we're all going to continue to have these high insurance rates. And I do believe if they start really going after the states that continue on pushing actual criminal behavior, the insurance industry, to say it by party, has got to go after these blue states and really make them pay a high price for allowing this criminal behavior. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Keith.
Well, the insurance industry, at least on the auto insurance side, is state regulated. Nothing happens to any insurance company in New York State without New York State Department of Insurance approving it, bottom line. So the insurance department in the state of New York is approving all the actions of the companies that do business in New York,
right,
bottom line. So there's no federal oversight. I mean, there may be some federal oversight I'm not aware of, but there's really everything that the companies do is basically state-specific. And a lot of these insurance companies, they have actual – companies, only companies in New York. Right. So you'll have like, Allstate of New York, and that's its own company, because that way if something happens to that company, it doesn't impact the rest of the corporation nationwide. So it's all state-specific anyway right now, which is the problem, because it's controlled by the state, right, their decisions to impact the insurance companies.
Which, I think going back to Keith's point, is that would dictate that even it should be the Department of Insurance interest to maybe help educate elected officials and people they work with on the government side that make their budget, help make the regulation to say, look, this particular policy, you can almost directly see it. See, to me, that's the story.
Yeah,
I am sure there is somebody in that insurance department, as well as in all these companies, that go, wow, experientially, auto insurance went up 20%, 10% probably due to the cost, and maybe let's say 10% due to the huge amount increase in thefts. Mm-hmm. Now, where else can you get something more relevant, easier to solve by going, here it is in black and white statistically, who wouldn't want it if we could say, instead of your insurance going up 10%, we can tell you how it could go down 10%. They know all that and they have it. Why doesn't the media write about that? I agree on this one. They'll write about the theft part, but finish the story and let's try to fix it, both for the humans that are getting impacted by this, inconvenienced or getting their nice vehicle wrecked or never getting their stuff back. Let's do that. We're going to be back after this short break with Mark Dorado of the Rochester Group, and we're going to talk a little bit about homeowners insurance, and inflation. And your calls at 346-3000. Stick with us.
It's all there in our eyes. So many years of a poor mama's tears and a day of sweet lies. There's nobody home. Mary Ann's alone. Almost fully grown.
When someone you love becomes a memory, the memory becomes a treasure. At Bartolomeo and Prado Funeral Home, the focus is always on how your loved one lived. Bartolomeo and Prado has been helping families create meaningful tributes and celebrating unique lives for three generations. They treat your family like their own, always with the utmost compassion, warmth, and care. When you're in need, call Bartolomeo and Prado Funeral Home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 585-720-6000.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
It's post time.
The Kentucky Derby is Saturday, May 4th. Advanced wagering is available on May 3rd. Be sure to watch, wager, and win at your local OTB or EasyBet or online at BataviaBets.com. Visit WesternOTB.com for a location near you. You can also check out the Derby parties at Batavia Downs Gaming. See their Facebook page for details. That's the Kentucky Derby this Saturday at OTB.
Batavia Downs with more, lots more.
Flower City Collision in Henrietta is your hometown body shop, trusted by numerous corporate fleets and properly insured and registered in New York. Flower City Collision specializes in working with insurance companies on your behalf. Having built a culture where they respect the customer and their employees as well, Flower City Collision has assembled the best collision team in the Rochester area. If you need repair, reach out to Zach at Flower City Collision in Henrietta, and he will work with your national insurance company on your local behalf to ensure you get the repair you need done right.
Joe Robach, real talk for real people on the WYSL stations.
The Joe Robach Show is brought to you by Bob Johnson Automotive, Faber Homes, Claridge Decorating Center, Batavia Downs Gaming and Racetrack, Flower City Collision.
Thanks for sticking with us. Want to appreciate Mark's answers, your calls. You know, there clearly is a path. Sometimes we're looking for a solution, how we could lower the cost of car insurance for everybody because it's rated on incidents and replacement costs.
I think the biggest thing, the first thing you can do is just control what you can control on the policy. Deductibles. Back in the day, most people would have $250, $500 collision deductibles. Right now, go $1,000. You're not going to make a claim for less than $1,000. It's not worth it right now.
Right.
If you can afford to pay $1,000 to get your car back, pay it. Don't put the claim in, because what's going to happen is you put that $1,000 claim in, 2 or 3 months later, you're going to have a big accident, and I got two claims.
Right.
Then you're bye-bye. A renewal, you may get it canceled, and good luck getting any insurance with two accidents in the last 3 years. It's not going to happen. If it does happen, you're going to be paying three or four times what you would have paid if you just paid out of pocket for that claim. So,
right.
Deductibles. Secondly, take the defensive driving course. Take the defensive driving course. It's 6% to 8% usually off the policy. Take the course. It's online. We got it on our website. It's $20, $25, whatever it is, and it's going to save you enough to cover the cost for 3 years plus. Take that course. Those two things you should do immediately if you need to save money on the insurance, on your auto insurance.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about homeowners insurance, but first we're going to go back to the phones. We've got John on the line.
Hey, Joe. Listen, you know, yesterday I was going home and about 7 o'clock, and there was I saw a car chase. An unmarked, looked like a state trooper, was chasing somebody down 490. I was going almost 70, and this was right near 531. And they had to be going 90 miles an hour. And I don't know what happened. I was cringing because they were going, changing lanes and whatever. And I'm just waiting for a collision. But anyway, it's pretty scary out there as a driver because of these out-of-control laws that were put in place. Number one, they raised the age, the bail laws, or I should say lack of bail laws, and the parole. I've seen a number of prisons that are vacant in New York State, and I'll tell you, they're in good shape. They should reopen them because put these people in jail for a while, and that will cure the problem and probably cure our insurance costs. Oh, and one more other thing. Keith mentioned it. I'm going to mention it. The media. The media is silent on this. WXXI and your buddy, Evan Dawson, continues to say that the crime is under control. It's and NPR, as you know, had a whistleblower a couple weeks ago by the name of Yuri Berliner, who he put him out there. He has admitted that NPR has purposely taken a leftist viewpoint. Anyway, I'd like to get your thoughts.
I just say, John, thank you for calling. And I hope you heard me earlier saying that you were on point on this. And I would have said to Keith, too, there's a lot of people in the media. But, you know, I'm going to defend this radio station. YSL, almost the entire programming is the opposite. We try to be informative, fair, take people's calls. I encourage the other side to call in and make a countermeasure because I love the debate. But you are right that I feel that if you're in the media, yes, we're all entitled to an opinion, but they're smart people too, right? So to say that when we were at the peak year at, you know, 2021 of murders in Rochester, and, you know, we've gone down 2 or 3%, to say crime is down when for years and years and years the baseline was so much lower. Culturally, you are safer. You didn't feel unsafe in certain neighborhoods. It's just a big, big misnomer. And that's part of my purpose. In addition to the personal trauma, even the loss of life, I want to let you know, if you're in the fortunate group, even if you live in Pittsford, Parrington, outside of Monroe County, in rural America, crime is up. You got more of a chance of it hitting you, but you're going to be paying for it one way or the other from your insurance premiums to so many other things, the cost of government. And that's all, you know, when they said they were doing all these measures to not spend more money on incarceration or the criminal justice system, they're spending it so many other ways in spades. I just don't get why we can't have a public dialogue and forum and really an action plan that can get implemented to fix our very, very broken criminal justice system, which, again, in human terms, is hurting people. It's up. Anybody who tells you anything different is, quite frankly, untruthful. They may be able to pick a year out or a category to say, in that little slice, it's down. But everybody, because we're living it, you know, we know it's up. It's just like inflation, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Joe Biden can tell me Bidenomics is working. You know, any politician can tell me, oh, it's getting a little bit better. But it doesn't matter because I still have to go to the grocery store and I see how much things cost me more. I think everybody does this. You know, you make a financial plan. You try and stick to a budget, at least intelligent people. That's gotten more challenging. And I, you know, thank God that I'm only taking care right now of Maria and I. But for people that have young families or large families or people who are really on a fixed income and are no longer working but are limited, I'm sure it's very, very challenging. And for them to go out and say that, you know, inflation isn't this or crime isn't costing you any money, it doesn't affect you, is totally inaccurate, is beyond gaslighting. It's just being untruthful. So you're right, John. And I'm just asking people, not only the media, to consider covering it, but it's our obligation, because that's the only way it's going to change, to find out, connect the dots, who's doing what, and get men and women in there who will do something about it proactively instead of creating the problem just to complain about it. Thanks for your call. Mark, real quickly, because we're almost out of time, talk a little bit about inflation, how that affects homeowners.
Well, inflation, so, you know, back in the day, they say 2-3 years ago, whatever it cost $100 now costs $150 to $200. So the insurance company have to pay this on a claim. So what they're going to do is they're going to pay it out, but then they're going to raise the rates of the pool once they do it. You know, so it is a direct – so inflation has a direct impact to insurance premiums. There's no there's no way around it. It impacts it directly. So what I'm telling people to do is just be careful making claims. The $1,000 claim, don't make it anymore. Pay it out of pocket. Do not make claims until you talk with your agent. I talk with my clients all the time. I tell them, do not make a claim until you talk to me. We look over the situation. We talk about their claim history. We try to find ways that maybe make that claim less expensive. We try to do it in a manner where we get them not to make the claim. If they have to make it, they have to make it. But if they don't, avoid it. And that's the key. That's why we work so closely with our clients, always talking with them, texting, email, phone calls at night, weekends, doesn't matter. You have a claim, you call us. We'll talk about it, and then we'll make a plan moving forward on what you want to do.
Well, offline, you're managing your clients. You're doing that. If somebody has a question about insurance or they want to get a hold of you, what would be the best place to do that, Mark?
You can call the office or text the office at 585-794-5640. I monitor that line 24/7 whenever I'm up. You can also email me at mark@rochestergroupinc.com. That's my website, rochestergroupinc.com. I'm available whenever you need it. All right. If it's at night, on weekends, if you have a question, just send me a text or email me. I'll reply very quickly and see if I can help out.
And I know we can Google the Rochester Group, too, and all that information will come up. So, you know, there you have it. It's sort of a little bit embarrassing to me as a former government guy. There are solutions out there. Much of this, even the inflation driven by the federal government, not wanted to have driving up the cost of energy, which impacts everybody, now onto the cost of product. We could be doing much better to save you, your business, your family, bottom line, and we got to get on that. Mark, I want to thank you for joining us today, sharing some of your experience.
Thanks, Joe.
And all of you for listening. Until next time, always strive to do your best and stay proud to be an American.